Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Dzień dobry, good afternoon, and happy Sunday afternoon. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today, and today is Sunday, March 7th. And as always, Chopin's concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, the Polish Word of the Day, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish American community, and in every program a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and operettas, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. So let's begin with this Chopin song. The view has often been expressed that Chopin's songs, like his mazurkas, reveal the national character in his music much more strongly than in his other works. Here's soprano Alexandra Kuzak and the Chopin song Wiosna, Spring. From Poland, the U.S. government and businesses are working to come up with a nuclear offer for Poland, an official in Warsaw has told the media. Poland's Secretary of State for Strategic Energy Infrastructure, Piotr Naimski, said in a radio interview that the offer was being prepared by American companies and financed entirely by the U.S. side. Poland and the U.S. in October signed an intergovernmental deal to work developing nuclear energy in Poland. The deal was inked as Poland's President Andrzej Duda attended a summit of the Three Seas Initiative countries in the Estonian capital Tallinn. During the summit, Poland's Naimski held talks with then U.S. Energy Secretary Dan Bruyette. The talks culminated in the signing of the high-profile bilateral agreement amid plans to develop a civil nuclear power industry in Poland. Under the document, within 18 months of Poland and the U.S. were expected to come up with a joint report on the basis of which the Polish government would make a final choice of international partner to carry out a program to develop nuclear energy in the country. Naimski told Polish private radio broadcaster that the agreement specified how the Americans will prepare an offer for the Polish government. He added that this included both a technological proposal and an offer regarding the financing structure. This offer will be presented to us at the end of the process, and it will be up to our government to consider and possibly accept it. The United States pledged to help Poland develop its civil nuclear power sector and 5G technology under a joint statement signed by the presidents of the two countries in Washington in June last year. In the meantime, in December last year, France officially said it was interested in helping Poland develop its nuclear power sector. In February last year, at the start of the coronavirus pandemic, the Polish government spokesman said his country was in talks with the U.S., France, and Japan to help it build its first nuclear power plant. Piotr Mueller told state broadcaster TVP at the time that negotiations on developing nuclear power in the country were shifting into higher gear, with the final choice of technology expected to be made sometime in 2021. Mueller added that Poland's first nuclear power plant would be up and running within a decade once construction got underway. Poland's Naimski said in mid-2019 that nuclear power would account for around 20% of Poland's energy mix by 2045. And the Polish government will hand out free masks to regions most hit by the coronavirus epidemic amid a spike in new infections. 10 million masks will go to the Pomerania region in northern Poland and 5 million to the less populated Warmińsko-Mazurskie region in the northeast, which Niedzielski said is the most affected by the virus. Under a new set of coronavirus restrictions that took effect on February 27th, Poles are no longer allowed to use scarves, bandanas, and plastic visors instead of masks to cover their face in public. Meanwhile, in a move designed to counter a recent surge in COVID-19 cases, a range of restrictions on public life was introduced in the Warmińsko-Mazurskie region. Hotels, shopping malls, cinemas, theaters, museums, and swimming pools there have been ordered to close, while young school children in the region have returned to remote classes. Pandemic restrictions in the rest of the country will remain unchanged until at least March 14th, following an easing of containment measures earlier this year. Poland on Wednesday reported 15,698 new coronavirus infections and 309 more deaths, bringing its total number of cases during the pandemic to 1,735,406 and fatalities to 44,360. And before we get to the lighter side of the news, let's have a word from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today.
Are you looking for an elegant yet affordable ballroom for your wedding reception or maybe a bridal or baby shower? How about a special birthday or retirement party? Look no further than the recently renovated Belvedere Ballroom at the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road just off I-95. Expert catering, full service bar, professional hardwood dance floor, safe off-street parking. Let Polish Home's experienced banquet manager plan your special event in the Belvedere Ballroom. Phone Diane at 856-912-1303.
Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Cherv Brothers, the Kielbasy Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Cherv Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Cherv always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707. And And on the lighter side, the National Gallery in London has announced that an iconic painting of astronomer Nicholas Copernicus by the famous 19th century Polish painter Jan Matejko will be put on display on May 21st and will remain on exhibit until August 22nd. The exhibition, originally scheduled to open at the end of 2020, was initially postponed to this month due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The National Gallery said on its website that the painting, entitled Astronomer Copernicus or Conversations with God, unites two of Poland's most famous figures, Jan Matejko, who was born on 1838 and deceased 1893, and one of the most important names in the history of science, Polish mathematician and astronomer Nicholas Copernicus, 1473 to 1543, known for his theory published in 1543, which proposed that the solar system with the sun at its center and the planets orbiting around it. The canvas was painted in 1873 to mark the 400th anniversary of the astronomer's birth. It shows Copernicus kneeling awestruck against a starry sky on the rooftop of a tower in the city of Frombork near the cathedral where he served as canon. On loan from Kraków's historic Jagiellonian University, one of Europe's oldest, founded in the 14th century, this is the first time that we've exhibited a painting by a Polish artist, the National Gallery said on its website. The exhibition will also include a copy of Copernicus's treatise, De Revolutionibus Orbium Celestium, on the revolutions of the celestial spheres, from the National Maritime Museum in Greenwich, London, and astronomical instruments from the Jagiellonian University Museum. There will also be Matejko's self-portrait and a study for astronomer Copernicus or Conversations with God from the National Museum in Kraków, southern Poland. And that concludes the news from Poland. Coming up next, the Cultural Corner, the Polish Word of the Day, and the Philly Scene, after we hear from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Czy szukasz eleganckiej i w przystępnej cenie sali balowej na przyjęcie ślubne? Albo może miejsca na bridal lub baby shower? Albo na przyjęcie urodzinowe? Nie patrz daleko. Zobacz ostatnio odnowioną, elegancką, belwederską salę balową w polskim domu, położonym wygodnie przy 9150 Academy Road. A taste of Poland in Port Richmond, Polka Deli, located conveniently at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue. Kielbasa, fresh meats and cheeses, pierogi, naleśniki, homemade soups, deli sandwiches, desserts, candy, and much, much more. Marek Kucharski and family invite you. Open daily, phone 215-634-3750. I repeat, 215-634-3750. Polka Deli, a taste of home. Hi, this is Debbie Majka, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, where we begin with Radio Polonia and Poland's bid to UNESCO's World Heritage List.
Possibly one of the most famous polonaises of all, Chopin's Polonaise in A major. The Polonaise, French for Polish, simply is actually one of five national dances of Poland, along with the mazurka, kujawiak, oberek and krakowiak. Unlike three of these, it does not have a folk origin, but appeared as a court dance in the 17th century. It is in a stately meter of three quarters and is danced in pairs. It's become a traditional opening for Polish graduation balls and is a classic at wedding receptions or New Year's Eve parties, where it is often the dance which leads the company with pomp and circumstance into the new year. or at least did in pre-pandemic times. Romana Anjil, who heads the Cracovia Danza Ballet in Kraków, is spearheading the effort to place the dance on the UNESCO list. We simply connect fully to the Polonaise, which expresses everything that is ours, Polish, in our mentality, our actions, relations, the relationship between a man and a woman, all that, the whole story about us is told in the Polonaise, and that is why we can recognize ourselves there so well. The completed application is to be presented to UNESCO's International Commission by the end of March. Katarzyna Piotrowska from Poland's National Heritage Board, who worked on the Gdańsk Shipyard's application to UNESCO, says it is a complex process.
The application is done according to a format which is an obligatory one. The main important part of the application is justification. We have to justify why the property want to be included on the World Heritage List has the values that justify the inscription. So that's the main part. The evaluation procedure, it means that if the nomination is complete, technically complete, experts from all over the world will read it and assess whether the site really has the outstanding universal value.
And yet another famous Polonaise, Farewell My Homeland by Michał Kleofas-Ogiński. As Romana Anjil says, we must now prove that the dance continues to be valid in our lives. Certainly, the Polonaise is strong as a tradition, to mention our graduation balls, wedding or New Year parties, and certainly it has the great value of bringing together. Anyone can dance it. In it, we can all feel part of the community, feel that even if we are from different worlds, we can find ourselves in the Polonaise and feel its magic because it is something unique. Meanwhile, as the application is being processed, a series of events is being planned in Kraków until the end of 2023 to promote the Polonaise. Romana Anjil again. All of these efforts now are only an introduction to the main effort of having the Polonaise listed with UNESCO. Simultaneously, most important for us are the connected events, because we must show that the Polonaise is alive, that we dance it, and that it accompanies us, even in this difficult pandemic situation, to continue this tradition of ours so it is alive. The final decision can be expected from UNESCO in 2022. And that was the Polonaise by Wojciech Kilar. I'm Elżbieta Krajewska, reporting for News from Poland.
And we're continuing in the cultural corner of Polonia today. Born March 6, 1745, near Warsaw, Kazimierz Michał Wiktor Puławski. Puławski fought for his home country against the Russians before fleeing to France, where he met Benjamin Franklin. He came to the U.S. in 1777 to serve in Washington's army and helped form the American Cavalry, which played a crucial role during the Revolutionary War. And he met Washington at Moland House near Warminster, Pennsylvania. Puławski died at age 34 on October 11, 1779, at the Siege of Savannah, and is interred in Monterey Square in Savannah. And we'll conclude the cultural corner with his patriotic song, Warszawianka, to this day one of the most famous patriotic songs. The text was written by French poet Casimir de Lavigne, who was fascinated by the news in Paris of the uprising of the Poles. It was translated translated from the French by a relative of the Nobel Prize-winning author, Henryk Sienkiewicz. This, Warszawianka. Today, our Polish word of the day is a word you've already heard in this broadcast, the noun for spring, wiosna. Repeat after me, wiosna. And here's a simple sentence, wiosna powraca, spring's returning, soon. So remember to practice wiosna.
Sing along with me. Fun it can be to learn some Polish together.
During market ups and downs, you face many questions and uncertainties. Is my 401k allocation still right? How will my retirement plans be impacted? How will my dreams and goals be affected? As an Ameriprise financial advisor, Steve Krzywicki can provide you with solid strategies and tips to help you protect what matters and weather market volatility. To learn more, call Steve at 610-943-3117. At 610-943-3117 or stop by his office at 101 West Elm Street, Suite 610, Conshohocken, PA. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Are you planning a wedding? For your special day, let Secret of Flowers Floral Art Studio, winners of Philadelphia's prestigious flower show, create the perfect and unique floral arrangements that will enhance your wedding day and provide lasting memories. For all your floral needs, visit Facebook.com Secret of Flowers or phone 215-668-1094, 215-668-1094.
Hi, this is Debbie Mica, and you're tuned to Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM. And in just 1 week, next Sunday, March 14th at 3 p.m., you'll be able to tune in to the Polish Heritage Society of Philadelphia's Chopin concert, this year on YouTube, since we can't meet in person. Renowned pianist Martin Labazovich brings his not inconsiderable talent to the keyboard with Con Amore, a musical journey through the loves of Chopin, which included not only people, but probably more the piano. Check out the Polish Heritage Society's Facebook page for the link. And as Mike signals me that today's edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close, you'll be listening to Maryla Rodowicz and Everybody Loves Spring, Wiosna, there's that word again, and it arrives officially on March 21st, although we are now in what is known as the meteorological spring. Till next Sunday at 1:30, stay safe, wash your hands, maintain a safe distance, wear your masks, and get vaccinated as soon as you can. Take good care of yourself and each other. Do usłyszenia!
Wiosna, wiosenko moja, skąd ta uroda twoja? Skąd nagłe uniesienia? No wszystko zmieniasz. Gdzieś w cichej kagarence trzymamy się za ręce. Czy trzeba nam coś więcej? Nie trzeba nam nic więcej. I w sposób oczywisty kochamy wiosnę wszyscy. I we śnie i na jawie siadamy znów przy kawie. I w sposób oczywisty kochamy wiosnę wszyscy. I właśnie tu na jawie siadamy znów przy kawie. I w sposób oczywisty kochamy wiosnę wszyscy. I właśnie i na jawie siadamy z nią przy kawie. Urody na łące pośród lasu widzę, gdy z tobą tańczę bez gwaru i hałasu. Wśród sujek i kukułek też widać poruszenie.